Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Well, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about the beginning. Now listen carefully. Once upon a time, there was only darkness. There was no sun, and there was no sky. Stars didn't shimmer. Moons didn't glitter. Everything was black. Suddenly, Allah spoke aloud. Now then, boys and girls, do you know what he said? Do you know what Allah said? He said, "Be." Then our world was made. The land was spread across space. Oceans rushed through the earth. Allah put mountains in their places. Soon he scattered stars in our skies, so they twinkled in dark nights. Then there were animals. Allah made each and every one of them. How many animals can you think of, boys and girls? Oh, that's a good one. I can think of a lion, a tiger, a giraffe, oh, and even a hippopotamus. He sent fish swimming in the seas. Birds flew and disappeared into clouds. Deep in jungles, frogs hopped and crickets croaked. Tigers roared too, and the creatures, they stopped. Far away, there were dusty desert sands. Here, camels strolled, lizards scuttled. Further north, penguins waddled and even danced. Polar bears hunted and more birds flew south. Then Allah made angels who shone brighter than the sun. Boys and girls, did you know that the sun is the brightest star that we can see? But even the angels were made brighter, subhanallah. The angels did everything Allah asked. They helped blow the wind. They helped sprinkle rain. Soon they showered green plants again and again. And out of the burning fire, Allah made the jinn. Both good and bad were made by him. And it was then that Allah collected soil from across the earth. He shaped it into a man and blew. And then he made a woman too. This man was the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and the woman, his wife Hawa. After that day, the Prophet Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa lived in the beautiful world that Allah had created. Right, boys and girls. Now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? That's right. Well done. It teaches us that Allah made everything. Everything you can see, Allah made. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. Well done. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now let's pray together. Are you ready? Okay. Allahumma bi-ismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. You have been wonderful listeners tonight. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. Do you know what, boys and girls? I can't wait to come back again on Thursday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.